We're on track. I said this earlier. We're on a clock. The clock and the calendar are seemingly dominating this. It's irregardless of what anybody on this committee, and especially members not of this committee, to think about what we're actually seeing.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I had it working, but I don't know what's going on anymore with this thing. Welcome to the show. My name is Mark Scalia, and this is Radio Regardless. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, you're listening live. Most of the guests are, you know, people listening live are getting a kind of a better show because this show's totally effed up. And the second way you can listen is through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through beanpod. Is it now I'm drawing a blank. Podbean. Fucking beanpod. What? Bean pie? No, beanpod. Podbean.com. You go there and you type in Radio Regardless with Mark Scalia, and it allows you a series of platforms in which you can download and listen to the podcast through iHeartRadio, through iTunes, Spotify, that type of stuff. So let's get into this because it's I'm already having technical and yes, let's just get into it. So folks, as I like to start the show every single time, I like to start it with the, once I find it, the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So, I did have everything working. I had the studio. I have the OBS, the software. I'm doing the transitions. I had a new graphic to count down the show. I was inspired by my friend Paul, the Paul Report. He has a countdown. I was like, you know, I should do something like that because this is not a video podcast like his is. His is much more technical. But since we are broadcasting live, we might as well take advantage of some of the technology. So I have the OBS studio and I'm doing transitions. And then, of course, you have to do a stream through Facebook because that's how we're doing it. And as soon as you close the window, you're still streaming, but the access to that page is so I can't do anything. Let's see. Am I still going? Yes, I am. I think I am. Yes. And we have a bunch of listeners here tonight. So thank you folks for being part of this shit show. So, cause today's just, you know, today's not been not a good day, but not a bad day. I got a little bit of bad news today and I'm kind of reeling from it. I felt a little bit of a betrayal. I mean, I'm probably making a big deal out of nothing, and I'm going to be very cryptic about all that. But one of the other things that kind of bothered me is, I work on the trolley as a tour guide, and we lost one of the guides, a very good friend to both my wife and me, a great friend to the city, Ron Olson. He passed away last year, and they're going to have kind of a get-together for him. And the weirdest thing is about literally a week ago, another tour guy died, Robert, who is an older gentleman, who is such a good guy. And his whole thing, he sounded just like Vincent Price when he spoke. This is the way he did a tour during the day. And it was, but he was a really, really nice guy. So I'm still kind of reeling from that stuff. That's my personal stuff. But, you know, the stuff that's in the news, I was going to talk about me, but the stuff that's in the news is even bigger. Here's the thing. I saw YouTube video of the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, during Parliament. He, one of the, his, like a whip, I think they call him the whip, one of the people on his side, what couldn't get through a bunch of other people because they were congregating. So he walked up and he literally pushed somebody out of the way and grabbed his guy and then went through. And he, when he pushed this woman, I think she whacked her elbow on the little bit of a banister there. And the Parliament was in arms. They were like, and it's not like it is here. Like here, you, like, what, you know, during the State of the Union address, if somebody boos the president, everybody gets upset. They're like, that's disrespectful. Do you know what they do in England? Oh my God. They're like, I think the representative from Cockney is a douchebag. Like they just fucking fire insults left and right. Everybody does this, but we're like, oh no, we're United States. We have to be civil. No, we're civilized. They do the same thing in Parliament in Canada. They scream at each other. They boo each other. They do tons of this stuff. It's absolutely insane. So apparently he bumped somebody and then he was like, no, I didn't mean to do that. I would never. And everybody was booing him like a son of a bitch. So we'll see how that goes. I have a promo that I've been using. I have the software. It's AI. And it can replicate anybody's voice just if you speak into it. Now, we have the AI technology to replicate what somebody does and all this thing. They've done 100 different things. There's a lot. AI now is a search engine. You can go into these websites where you type in just these random words or anything. You say, I want to see elephant riding a unicycle in a strawberry patch. And you type it in and this AI will computerize this art. And you can do different forms, stained glass, pencil, oil, the style of different painters. So there's all this AI out there. And there is now an AI, and I've seen it, and Jesus Christ, if this is not the scariest thing. There's a filter on TikTok, and I'm not on TikTok, but there's a filter on TikTok. It's a beauty filter. And when I say it's a beauty filter, it it makes horrible people look beautiful. I'm not bullshitting. If you're on TikTok, let me see what the listeners, maybe the listeners know about it. Aileen. Hey, Aileen. Real quick. Yes, I do have my wallet. Thank you so much. Your friends were absolutely amazing, and I'm gonna bring them to a show of mine. I didn't know how else to reward them. I offered them money, and they said no. So I'm taking them to the Kowloon when I'm there in a couple weeks. But the filter, the beauty filter, it's like you saw this girl. She literally went, she goes, oh my God, this is great. I have puffy lips. I have high cheekbones. And she was like this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I get you. And then she said, this is what I look like without the filter. And I was like, yeah. It was like. She was not even the same person. And it was like, here's the thing, dating in this, thank God I don't have to do it, but dating in this time is hard enough between, you know, profiles and dating apps and just, and now you got to compete with this. Man, I don't want to hear anybody say that men are advantaged. That's bullshit. Because I'm not in the game anymore, so I can't complain. But no, you can't. Come on. Seriously. It's like a funhouse mirror, but for real. And then you can literally, you can do it in real time. Fuck. And if that's not scary enough, do you know what's back in the news? This is
the
rhythm
of the night. The thought of being able to penetrate Corona.
It's back.
It is a remarkable opportunity. This is the rhythm
of my life. My own research suggests that Corona is extremely unstable. This is the
rhythm of my life. By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses. This is the
rhythm of my life. I forgot this was all of it. I haven't played it in so long.
Corona is back in the news because a federal agency has now said that they think, not confirmed, not unanimous consent, but certainly they believe that it might have come from a lab in China. So everybody who said that, because it was true, it was one of the possibilities. And even John Stewart said it. And he's like, look, he goes, we're at the point now where we can't even say anything. You can't even say possibilities without being attacked and destroyed. And that's the thing. And that's what we got to watch out for. And of course, everybody who was saying, no, 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 it's racist, you can't say that. It's... Nobody was saying anything about race. It was saying it was from a country. It was from that particular country, from that particular lab, from China. We don't know if it is, but certainly Woody Harrelson thinks so. Woody Harrelson was on Saturday Night Live. And he said he read a script. This was a fictitious thing, of course. He said he read a script that said that all the cartels in the planet got together and they bought the politicians and the media. And they had said that you have to stay in the house unless you take their drugs forever. And he's like, that's crazy. Who would believe that? And everybody from Variety Magazine to Rolling Stone labeled him an anti-vax rant. I mean, this is, you can't even talk about maybe this is true. And here's the thing, maybe it is. It's certainly not X-File shit, but it's, you know, why does every controversy, it's so weird, because every conspiracy theory has come true. And they're like, stop with your conspiracy theories. Yikes-a-matic. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, I watched him 3 times and I didn't see that. Here's the thing. I kind of got it, but it wasn't a rant. He was doing this stream of consciousness thing. And they're like, he was high talking about drugs. I'm like, come on, man. Come on, man. Anyway. So that's what I got in the update. So, before I get going, where is all my stuff? I got a guest tonight, so I got to get to this quick. Let's talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
So, this day in history is actually fairly interesting. A lot of things happened today. We're going to go through it fairly quick. This is to inform you that today is not like any other day. A lot of things have happened. And I just happen to do my show on Wednesdays, and today is March 1st, so let's go through it. On 752 BC, Romulus, the first king of Rome, celebrates the first victory over the, I can't remember, Caracanesus. He won a big battle, I don't know if you know that. Apparently this was a big thing. He had a big thing. I'm fucking rambling. At this point, here we go. Delete. I don't know any of that. Okay. On this date in 1780, Pennsylvania becomes the first state to abolish slavery. Caveat, for newborns only. Got a technicality. 1803, Ohio becomes the 17th state in the Union. And speaking of Ohio, I know a lot of people thinking about what's going on in East Palestine, and they're starting to clean it up, and they're starting to do a really good job cleaning it up. I saw a little bit of that today, so hopefully those people get out of that mess fairly quickly. In 1809, the Embargo Act of 1807 in the United States repealed the Non-Intercourse Act. The Embargo Act of 1807 repealed the Non-Intercourse Act. So you could embargo, but you couldn't intercourse? I don't know. I went to a vocational school. I don't know what that means. In 1811, the Egyptian king Muhammad al-Pasha oversees the ceremonial murder of 500 people. You go, girl. Anyway, it's 1811. Let it go. Let it go. 1869, the U.S. postage stamp showing scenes issued for the first time. These pictorials showed a post of a horse and a rider, a locomotive, a shield, an eagle, and a ship, the Adriatic. 1872, Yellowstone becomes the world's first national park. Thank you, Kevin Costner.
Let's see.
1890, the first United States edition of Sherlock Holmes' story, A Study in Scarlet, by Arthur Conan Doyle, was published. In 1928, Paul Whiteman and orchestra recorded Old Man River, which there's an old bit about Old Man River. Talk about politically correctness. It's an old bit that they talk about political correctness, about how a censor came on this radio show and he goes, Old Man River, that old man. And they beeped him. And he said, why are you doing that? And he goes, well, some people might find the word offensive. And literally, it's like something from like the 60s. And that was about political correctness, which anyway, that's another story for another day. 1936, the Hoover Dam, formerly Boulder Dam, is fully completed. 1937, the U.S. Steel raises the workers' wages to $5 a day in 1937. A cup of coffee was a dime. A loaf of bread was, I think, 15 cents. A car was $200. Fuck, is that a lot of money? That would be the equivalent of getting, I don't know, $75 a day. An hour, you know, oh, it's five. Hold on, it's $5 a day? That's not that much money. Fuck it. A year later, 1938, the FTC orders the manufacturers and the PGA of America to end their practices of golf ball price fixing. Fucking first world problems, dude. 1941, Captain America, created by Joel Simon and Jack Kirby, is first published by Timely Comics, later to be called Marvel Comics. You're welcome. 1954, the U.S. explodes Castle Bravo. It's a 15-megaton hydrogen bomb at Bikini Atoll, which accidentally became the most powerful nuclear device ever to be detonated by the United States. How do you not fucking know that before you put it in a plane? Anyway, 1961, President John F. Kennedy establishes the Peace Corps. 1970, Charles Manson's album Lie is released. Did you know he had an album? Jesus Christ. 1980, snow fell in Florida. So when they talk about, oh, the environment's never, yeah, shit happens all the time. On this day in 1993, authorities near Waco, Texas, negotiate unsuccessfully with the Branch Davidians. So we don't know that. Anyway, and of course, on this day in 2020, the first known COVID-19 case is identified in New York City. A healthcare worker returned from Iran. You're welcome. On March 1st, today, 3 years ago. Anyway, that's what I got. So, birthdays, famous people, famous birthdays. Justin Bieber's 28 today. Kesha is 36, and she looks older. Anyway, Jensen Ackles. You may not know who he is, but if you ever watched Supernatural or The Boys, you would know who he is. He is 45. Lupita Nyong'o, I can never say her name right, Nyong'o, from Black Panther. She is 40 today. Booker T, the wrestler, five-time. He is 58 years old. Mark Paul Gossier, by Saved by the Bell. He is 49 today. Feel old much? Javier Barton, 53 years old. Don Lemon from CNN. I don't know how much longer. We'll see. He's 56. Ron Howard's birthday. Little Opie Cunningham. Yep. He's 68. Alan Thicke's birthday is today as well. He died in 2016. He was 69 years old. And of course, Harry Belafonte. He is 95 today. Happy birthday. So, folks, we're going to take our first break, and we come back. We have a very funny comic joining us. He was part of the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival this past January, and I was very happy. He was supposed to be on a couple weeks ago. He actually wasn't feeling good, not up to it. He's feeling much better now, so he is going to be so much fun, and I can't wait to introduce you to Alex Labuti. And as a matter of fact, during the break, we're going to get a little sample of this man's stand-up. Very, very funny. So, folks, stay on to the break. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
It's time for another Week Inspiration. A pebble in your shoe can drive you mad. So take it out and hit somebody with it.
And now, Radio Irregardless presents Alex Labuti.
Throw the bus here. Hold your applause. I like the bus, man. People rip public transportation. I like the bus. I like looking at ads on the bus. I saw a great one today. It wasn't really an ad. It was like a PSA from the MTA, right? MTA PSA. And it was great. It said the bus lane is for buses only, which is fair. The bus lane is for buses only. And then under that it just said, are you a bus? Great. Fantastic, clear, concise. That is an in-house ad. That's a New Yorker made that ad. Surrounded by non-buses. Just like, are you a bus? Like, that's how that was created, dude. We gotta find this guy, man. Who is this guy? Can you imagine just getting this fired up Italian man on other initiatives that we need? Can you imagine getting a fired up Italian guy and just get behind, like, littering? You get an Italian guy behind littering, you miss that trash can, you don't make it to the end of the block. All right, before a van pulls up and you got a guy with a touch of gray giving you the Pauly fingers from Sopranos. There's the fucking guy right there. You know what I mean? Dude, we would have the cleanest city if everybody just took a little, just a quick powwow in the van. You know, they just like a quick, like a science lesson. Still got, you know, they'll be like, styrofoam don't decompose.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And joining me via the Facebook Instant Messenger is the formerly introduced, very funny, Alex Labuti. Do I have him on? I do.
Hey, Mark.
How are you, Alex?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
I'm having so many. Everything was fine, and then it wasn't. I don't know what's going on. So let's see.
That's always hard.
It's so, like, everything was fucking perfect, and then the thing screwed up and everything. But it's good to have you on, man.
I know. You swear this never usually happens.
No, but it's I swear. It only happened once. It was one time.
You're the only one.
I'm trying to get, first of all, I'm trying to get the screen back here, because for some reason.
You look good on my end. You look great.
The title is, like, over there, and it shouldn't be over there. It should be over here. No, so I got to move the title anywhere. Anyway, good to see you, Alex. You know something? Why don't we
good
do this?
To see you too,
why
man.
Don't we do this? Since I'm futzing around with all this shit, first of all, let me tell the listeners about you once I can find where shit is now gone. Here it is. Okay, folks, this is Alex Labuti, and if you want to free stalk him, you want to follow him on social media, as I like to say, free stalk him. He's on Instagram, and this is very easy, but it's kind of tricky in a way. It's at PHYUI. Now, I've never asked him about that, but I will ask him, why is it PHYUI?
So it's actually pretty stupid. It's literally like a username. It's like a screen name I made when I was in middle school. I was probably like 13. I was playing video games.
Yeah.
And I came up with it. I don't even know what it is. I always thought of it as feely. That's what I always thought of it as.
Feely.
I've heard Fayu, which I will also accept, but
yeah, it's feely. It looks like it looks like Fayu.
Feely. I think of it as feely.
And what did you? But you said this is fucked up. So it's a screen name you created when you were a kid, but what? How did you create that name?
So like, I was a little bit of a weirdo, and I would always just like put together words and try to make weird words and sentences or word like make up words like that.
Okay.
So it was really just one of those creations, I guess.
Okay.
Legend has it.
Okay, if you say it three times,
smash the keyboard. Legend has it that I just smashed the keyboard, and the name appeared.
It's up for debate. See, you should have went with that story because I'm thinking if I say it three times, fucking Candyman's going to show up as some shit.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing, if you're listening to this, do not say it in your bathroom with the lights on.
Yes. Do not say Fayu. Anyway, you can follow him. Find out why. You know something? Repeatedly DM him and just say, what is Fayu? Please. Not only that, he's on Facebook, Instagram, doesn't have a TikTok, but he's actually working back on his website. But in the meantime, follow him on Instagram at PHYUI or Fayu. We just figured out why that is. So, yes. So Alex,
check out my website. My website will be up soon. It's just my first and last name. It's just alexlabuti.com.
See, but wait a minute. I'm sure you could find a website. You could get a Twitter handle. I mean, an Instagram handle that's Alex Labuti.
Yeah, I might be able to, but that wouldn't be any fun.
And folks,
am I going to have everybody find me? Come on.
That's fine. Oh, and I see. Now, you didn't have a mustache 2 weeks ago.
No, I didn't. No, this mustache is brand new.
It's brand fucking new. I got to tell you, when I met Alex, Alex submitted for the comedy festival, and then he showed up. He's a really nice guy out of New York and like got along with everybody. And I tell you, he's got a head of hair. I said it multiple times. I'm going to scalp him and just use his head. And apparently he grows hair as fast. Like I can grow a beard in 2 weeks. He can grow a mustache in 2 weeks. The same thing. But no, it's like, that's a two month mustache. That's almost 2 months.
No. Yeah. This was not just like a little 2 day project.
Yeah.
This was like, you know what it was? This was a beard at one point.
Oh,
and okay. I was shaving it down and you know, you always have to do the mustache in the mirror, obviously. And I like to give it, like, if I have a nice beard like this, I'm like, I'm going to do a little stash, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've
stashed for a couple days.
There's a ton of people. That's like the thing now to grow the beard, like the mountain man living in the middle of the sticks.
Too itchy.
It's like the, but the thing is, I've never, let me think. No, I've never seen an Italian guy with a mountain man beard. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. And I don't know why. If I'm probably a bunch of ones, so their mothers are still alive. That's the first thing.
That's so true. I've never seen one.
Yeah, because if your mother's still alive, she wouldn't allow that.
She wouldn't. Yeah,
she'd shave you in your sleep. She'd be like, "Not a must, son. You take that shit off of your face."
Yes, exactly. That's why the stash is the perfect amount. You know, and you can style it. So you can have it.
And then with Italian mother, you'd have it, and she'd be like, "What do you wear? What do you wear that on your face? What do you do? Take that off. Take it. Take that off. Look at that.
Every time I have a big beard, my grandma's like, "Your beautiful face. Where is
you? You fucked your Bella. You ruined your Bella." So, Alex, now that we've gotten off on a bunch of different tangents, tell my lovely listeners all about you. How long you been doing this stand up thing? You're from New York. Tell everybody. But yeah, how long you been doing stand up?
So I've been doing stand-up. I first did stand-up in 2019. It was at the People's Improv Theater in New York City, which I'm pretty sure it closed during the pandemic. But it was, so I don't know if most you did. Yeah, but it was a really I first did it in 2019, and then obviously I didn't do it for a lot of 2020. But I mean, I was writing a lot, you know, same as everybody. I was writing a lot and I was just kind of doing whatever. And then, So I don't know if you can really count that, or maybe I at least lost like 6 months. But I guess I've been doing it since 2019.
Now, you're out of New York, or?
Yeah, so I live in New York, but I actually grew up in Pennsylvania.
Okay. See, that's because I knew the Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah.
And how long have you been in New York?
I've been in New York since 2019.
Okay. So, well, why'd you move from Philly to New York? It's kind of a coin flip.
Well, you know, I wanted a little. Philly's cute, okay, but I wanted
wait a minute,
more.
No. I don't think in the history of ever anyone's ever said, "I think I'll go to Vizzy." I heard Philly's cute.
It's just adorable. And I was, you know, I was really into stand up, and I was madly in love with a woman. And I wanted to change my job. I was working in finance.
Okay.
Which is, you know,
horrible.
And I wanted to work in media. I always wanted to work in some sort of media. So I moved and started a gig with doing PR.
Okay.
And then doing some stand-up. Here we are. Now it's 2023.
My comedy festival is not the first for you, is it? I know it was the first for a bunch of people, but not for you.
No, wasn't the first, but it was one of the first. I only really started doing festivals probably like 2021. Started to really like actually look at them and apply to them because I wanted to have a really good tape. I didn't want to jump the gun and like send a half-baked tape to someone, you know? Have them just be like, really? And just follow up with them. Wait, here's a new one! You know, it's like...
So don't judge me on my first one, please. Here's another one. It's better.
Yeah. So I wanted to try to work on it and like really like make sure I could hash everything out and make it tight and good. So I really was only looking at festivals like really the end of 2021, mid 2021. But yours was awesome. Yours was the best for like camaraderie and like for and the audience, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I've been to some where. You know, you go away at first and you don't, it's like when you're a kid and you think every adult is an adult, you know, and then you're an adult and you're like, oh my God, no one's an adult. Like,
perfect.
And it's like, you think like, I'm like, these guys are these are festival producers. They know what they're doing. Yeah. And then you get there and you're like, and you're like, oh, this guy's also 27.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like, I believe, and I've done a lot of festivals where I walk in, I'm like, oh my God, this guy. And then you're like, oh no. The wizard, the emperor has no clothes and there's a guy behind the curtain and nobody's buying this shit anymore. But yeah, when so you first start, it is. Yeah. The bloom comes off the rose pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So it was really nice to yours was so it was also really efficient, which was awesome. But
thank you.
It was really nice, and the effort that you put in to make sure we all got up every night and did some time, and it was awesome. You know, you made the trip out there worth it completely.
I appreciate that, Alex. I really do, because it's I'd say it's a labor of love, but it's a labor of. It's a labor of a desperate liking. I mean, I do. I love what I do, but the festival is just so.
It's draining.
You know, if you've ever produced, you must have produced a show by now.
Totally.
So
totally,
it's the same thing. It's like you really can't be a full comic because you're like, I'm worried about the comics, and I got to have enough money, and I got to make sure the people show up, and you know, there's all these things and zags, and then when you finally get to that. You're like, oh, okay, and you know, you kind of, you're not 100%, and I'm doing my best to kind of do all that. But yeah, my goal is to always make the comics happy and just make it rewarding. Because again, you know, most festivals don't pay anything, but certainly, you know, if I can give you a little bit of gas money or a little bit of, in your case, I don't know.
You got me dinner.
I did. Oh, no, I didn't. I bought dinner that night. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which wasn't a big deal.
But it was
deal.
Really cool. It was an awesome. And the lanyard, I love the lanyard. I still have it.
Oh, that stupid thing. Here's the thing. I used to have better ones.
I have it on my desk. I love it.
I used to have better ones when I had more money in the budget. They were like, you know, the bigger ones, and they were completely laminated. And then a hole was punched in that separately. It was, you know, very nice. But I don't know. As things
go. Awesome.
Like the all the proceeds that were made for this festival are now going into next year. They're going into, I'm getting a new sign. I'm getting one of those, you know, those they put
that in, you can stand up as like a projector screen.
Yeah. And the other thing, I'm going to buy another, they have a really cool LED light that has a gobo in it. You put the gobo in it and it just illuminates. So the logo is going to be there. So that's the stuff I'm, you know, so it's people like, oh, you must be doing all right. Look at how the place is sold out. I go, first of all, it's 30 people. Oh. It's you know, it's, you know, and then I'm paying comics. So at the end of the line, I mean, you know, I'd make way more money if I just worked instead of doing this, but the money that is made, it goes right back into it. And I wish it was, you know, I wish I could make more money. That would be great. Then I could, but my thing is, if I made more money, I'd probably pay the comics more, be like, look, I can only give you like $25, and be like,
right,
okay, I'm gonna try to give you like $50 or $100, but you know, and I want more nights. If I have more nights, then I have more comics, so blah blah blah. But you were phenomenal.
What's the longest that it's ever been, the festival?
It's always been Thursday to, well, originally I wanted it Thursday to Sunday, and then we had to cancel the Sunday, and then it's only been Thursday, Friday, and Saturday since it started. So, but
would you ever do like, or is that like a nightmare to think about doing like 4 days or 5 days?
No, I would love to do. Well, my thing is I'd rather do more shows on the nights. So I would do a Thursday dinner and then a Thursday night show. And then I would do one show Friday at one location and then another show a little later at a different location. And then I do two shows on Saturday. So I'd be able to do six shows in 4 days. I do six shows in 3 days because I double them up, and then I could have more comics and more people. But of course I would have to, I need minions. I need a staff. I have no staff. It's just me. And by the time I'm ready to do it, I go, oh shit, I need people to help me. And I'm like, oh fuck, it's too late. So you can't do it. But would it was great.
You need like an event staff.
Yeah. But my wife is very good. She was promoting the shit out of everybody. And without her, she's good. She's downstairs. She just came home a little while ago. She actually, I don't know if I can say, I think I can. She's collaborating, working on a script, and they submitted it to have it looked at, and they got really good feedback and blah, blah, blah. So hopefully she'll be making way more money than me, I hope. Well, she does now, so it doesn't fucking matter. But well, how about you? How are things in New York? How's the city?
Things are going. They're cool. You know, it's not totally burned down.
it's not Chicago yet.
Yeah. No, things are cool. It finally snowed. We finally got our Christmas miracle.
There you go.
It snowed 2 days ago. And
did you get a lot? Because I know when it snows in New York, it's sometimes like 3 inches of snow isn't bad, but 5 inches of snow, like, oh my god, and they shut everything down.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't there's no like black marsh snow or anything like that, like I have them on the, but it definitely slowed things down for like a day. Okay. And it was refreshing.
Good.
But it was March. What the hell?
I know, but it snows in April now. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It does.
Maybe it's not like global warming. Maybe the seasons are all just moving.
Everything changes anyway. It's just like I said, today on this date in what did I say? In 1980 it snowed in Florida. And people are like, did it really?
Cali is crazy right now.
Yeah. Well, it snowed in California before.
Yeah.
I mean, it snows in Northern California all the time. But in San Diego, they haven't had a snow warning since like 1989. But again, it's, you know, it's not, you know, it snows in the desert. People are like, it can't snow. It snows in the desert. It's like fucking -5 in the desert at night because it's not.
And the desert jungle. So I guess then the jungle will become the desert.
That's it.
Oh my god.
Well, the seas were underwater and the deserts were underwater and the blah blah blah. And that's, you know, but I'll be long since before any of that happens. But let's do this, Alex. Love catching up. Hold on through the break, because when we come back, we got a bunch of listeners and I want them to play directly against you with a really cool game that I wrote, and I'm not sure which way I'm gonna go with it, but we're gonna have some fun. So, folks, stay on through the break. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
The only job he's ever had has been a paper route. He runs to mommy and daddy every time he has a boo-boo. On dates, he has the woman cut up his vegetables. He once spent 18 hours in a basement playing World of Warcraft just to get the Scarab Lord achievement. He is the most immature man in the world. I don't often go to bed without supper, but when I do, it's because I've been bad. Stay thirsty, my friend.
This is Brett Singer, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless. Mark spells it with three R's.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scully. And still on the Facebook Instant Messenger is Alex Labuti. And again, if you want to follow him on social media, please do. He's on Instagram. He's at PHYUI. DM him and ask him why. He'll just respond back a bunch of different letters you won't understand either. So it'll be fun either way. So Alex is still here. Oh, wait a minute. I hit the wrong button. And there he is. Okay, perfect. I was like, visually, the audience is not seeing this. I'm still getting used to it. Every time I do this, I figure out how I can do this, changes and everything else. It's getting, you know, I've only been doing the video thing this way for a while. But I'm sorry?
No, I said I'm impressed with the equipment.
Oh, yeah, not, but the operator's fucked anyway. So here's the thing. Now, I usually play a game with my guest, and the games can be anything, audio games. I had Brett Singer on. He was at the festival, and I described Love songs that. And he had to describe the singer. So it was singer. It was something to tie in with their name. And your name, there was a lot of different ways to go. I'm like, well, I could go Alex. I could go a bunch of famous Alexes. Or I could go Labuti. I could go Italian. And then I thought, you know, it's Labuti. It's a very interesting name. And it's the two T's. And I thought, why not play a game with two T's? And I'm not supposed to do this because I'm working on the new music. So I've got my own music, which my wife's nephew actually wrote. He wrote all the intro music, a lot of the other stuff. And there's a game show. I'm still working on that. I got to edit that. But the game we're going to play with you is called Two T's. And I thought, but it's a double kind of a game. Now, we got a bunch of people listening tonight. Let's see. So the game is called Two T's. We do have a bunch of folks listening. And what it is because you and I are speaking through Facebook, we're speaking virtually instantaneously. But when I broadcast through Facebook, there is a slight delay. There's like a time. There's like a thing going on. So the advantage is that you can speak very fast, faster than they will even hear it to answer. So the advantage is you have a time advantage, but your disadvantage.
So I really suck if I.
Yeah. Well, there's more of them than of you, and that's what you got to worry about for. So here's the first one, and let's do the sample. These are words with two T's in them. Are the two T's together? No, but the T's are in the same word. And this is a super easy one. If I said another word for boob or a kind of bird.
A tit.
That would be correct. You get this. Boob, tit, slang, blah, blah, blah. So that's how you answer. So it's two T's. Now, let's see. Anybody? My sister said tits. It's gross when my sister says dirty words. It's gross. Anyway. If I said an abbreviation for King Tutankhamun.
Tut.
King Tut. That is correct. These are all three-letter words. This is called two T's, but essentially what I did is I took the word Labuti and I de-scrambled it. There's not a bird called bullshit. There might be. So the first part of the game, and I misspoke. The first part of this game is your last name, Labuti, has been descrambled, and there's a bunch of words that you can get from it, but the clues are still the same. There might be some T's, but there's B's, there's I's. There's not two of the same, but there's only two T's that you can use in things. So if I said three men would be in this?
Three men be in this. And it's
I would only say three
letters that are in my life.
Yes, three men in a if I give it to you. It's a nursery rhyme.
Three men in a wait, so I can only use the letters?
All the letters in your name, but you can only use these. Tub is my sister said tub. Oh. She got it right. Rub a dub dub. Three men in a tub. You get this. That is a wrong answer for you. If I said not I'm if and yes. If I said not if and or
but
that is correct. Those are all the three letter words. Here's a four letter word.
Okay, I'm ready. I let him have that one.
This is another word for what a comedian calls a joke.
A bit.
That is correct. Cigarettes and people but. Have these. I didn't even have to explain it. This is how a pinball machine answers you if you push it around.
How a pinball machine answers you if you push it around?
Yes, if you're too forceful with a pinball machine, it'll tell you this. You're not going to get this, and they are. That's, come on. That's a good clue. Tilt is correct. My sister got it right. You got nothing. All right. Five letter word with the, using the letters of your name. Carpenters.
This is amazing.
Carpenters do this to homes. This is a kind of a shoe that starts with spot.
That starts with spot.
Yeah, that's an old reference. Only some people get it. What do you do to a house after it's done? You have to do anything else to it because it's already
built.
What is it?
Built.
You said that is correct. Unfortunately, my sister got it before you. It is built. So
always that sister.
That's all, sister. My sister's killing it tonight. So is Matt Firm, by the way. They're both on. Now, here it comes. Two T's. These T's are together in the word. This is going to be rapid fire. We're going to see how fast you can go. This would be a kind of dog, an Irish. A kind of dog, an Irish.
Bull.
Nope.
But.
It has two T's consecutive.
Oh, right. It has two T's consecutive. An Irish.
Maybe the delay is not that bad.
What'd you get?
Not yet. They haven't put anything yet.
She didn't get it? Oh,
no.
An Irish. It has two T's in it.
Yes. If this is a bunch of dishes that all match, it's called a?
Set.
And an Irish?
An Irish.
Kind of an Irish dog. An Irish a dog that's an Irish.
Am I this uncultured? An Irish.
Setter. My sister got it. You did not. God. Irish setter. If something is very on and off, a very complicated word for the on and off, like a signal would be.
A signal.
Mostly an audio signal. If you have an audio signal or a video signal that goes on and off and on and off and there's no rhyme or reason, they would call it. Starts with an I, ends with a T. This one's tricky.
Starts
though.
With an I.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
It starts with an I and ends in a T, and there's two T's in the middle there somewhere. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and think. Not a set of gloves. If you had a set of gloves, but you didn't have gloves, you just had the palms and then the, no, not fitter. No, flitter is not, no, that's not flitter. But these. Oh, when you're a kid, you don't wear gloves, you wear
mittens.
Right. So this would be starting with an I, not out, but
in. Interrupt.
Close.
In. Intermit.
Keep going before they get it.
Intermittent.
Correct.
Okay, I keep getting tripped up because I keep thinking it has to be word letters of my name.
Not anymore. We switched that.
Not anymore. Okay.
My sister wrote down Utter. What is wrong with you? It's Utter. If somebody was to start a conflict with you and would hit you, you would have to employ a tactic known as
with two T's in it.
Yes.
I was literally about to go dodge.
Close. Dodge would be a form of this. Basically, what somebody does when they have a conflict with you, you're doing... Okay, let's try this. If you go to a store and you want to buy something, you put money on the...
counter. Oh, so you counterattack?
Counterattack! There you
go. I was going to say attack, but I was like...
Yes. When you turn the lights on, all the roaches...
scatter. I'm ready now. Let's go.
There you go.
We got about two more.
Ready? A lemon, sometimes a lime, and divorced people.
A lemon, sometimes a lime, and divorced people. Bitter.
Correct. Oh, I was talking about the filter on TikTok that makes you look
pretty.
There we go. When somebody watches your act, your comedy is, it does this to them.
Kill themselves. No.
it's a way that somebody would describe how they enjoy their laughter. It would be intense laughing.
With two T's.
Okay, try this. We'll break it down into pieces. Your heart is where?
Left?
No, your... let's best. Try this. You have a left and right...
left and right hands.
A profile is a kind of... see what I'm doing? I have a left and right... okay, your ribs. Where are your ribs? Your ribs are
in your chest.
No,
belly laugh. Oh,
wait, close. No, somebody already said belly laugh. A banana, a kind of ice cream dessert. A banana.
What?
Right, and you have ribs that are
splitting,
on
a splitting laugh.
Right, but put the two together. Why don't you just tell him? She says. Side splitting. Come on, man. Wow. This whole game has made me feel very uncomfortable. And another word for uncomfortable is... when America expanded to the Louisiana Purchase, the people who went in that direction were called...
settlers.
Right. And if you make somebody uncomfortable, not constipated, that's not the right word. Somebody wrote that. And if you make somebody kind of, it's weirded out.
Unsettled.
There you go. Take it. Oh, let's see. Bats are in these. Sleep. Creepy dolls are in these. Spider webs are in these. And Aerosmith Attic. Has toys in them. Toys in the Attic is from an album.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And the last one, if I wanted to save myself a lot of time and wanted to repeat you exactly, I would say a 5-letter word.
You would say, if you wanted to copy me, you said?
If I wanted to copy you, if I wanted to say exactly your remarks on something, I would say... oh, in the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze never said I love you to Demi Moore. He would always say this. Now all the girls are going to get it. My sister's going to get it for sure.
I just saw a ghost like 2 months ago.
He said, repeat. No, it's not repeating. It's an exact duplicate, but you want ditto is the correct answer. Yeah. So you didn't get that one right at all, but I was working my ass off trying to give you these. I'm fucking working my ass off. So let me do this. It's going to take some time. We're going to take our third
and
final break.
Those are awesome questions.
We're going to take our third and final break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Alex once again and ask him the three questions I ask all my guests. Tells you about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stage. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is President Joe Biden, and if you don't listen to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, you ain't funny. Not a joke. Not a joke, folks.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still, I don't know why, but still on the Facebook Instant Messenger is Alex Labuti. And again, please, he is so very funny. You want to follow him. He is on Instagram. He's PHYUI. You'll see who he is. Very, very funny. Alex, I was going to do all the math, but to suffice to say, you got a lot. Some of them pretty quick. Some of them not so quick. But just in case, I think you did beat my audience. You did win. Hey, you got more than they did. So as a result, you get this.
You win.
And it's only fitting because you're Italian and you're from Philadelphia. So that all makes sense. So before we let you go, Alex, and it's been a lot of fun, before we let you go, please, if you would, tell me and my lovely listeners about your first time on stage, your best time on stage, and your worst time on stage, and please do it in that order.
Cool. First time on stage. First time ever would have been the pit, would have been that open mic, which would have been in 2019. First, like, show ever. I don't know if I remember exactly, but it was probably at the Producers Club, if you know where that is, in Hell's Kitchen.
No.
Just like a random, I mean, not random, but you know, it's just a, yeah, it's just one of the many open stages in the theater district.
Tell us about that. What was that like?
It was cool. It was the usual, a bar, and it had like 3 or 4 rooms, and they'd have random plays, and they'd have burlesque. It was really crazy. You do a show and then you'd walk out in the bar and be like 7 women who are all over 6 feet tall. Yeah. You'd be like, whoa. My best time on stage.
Yeah, best time.
I'm going to say, just because it's on my mind and it's fresh, is that last week I finally was able to crack some new jokes and not crack them, but you know, when you finally get new jokes to work together.
Yep.
And I last week at the comic strip, I finally did a new like 7-ish minutes that I've been like trying to just figure out forever. And it finally went well. And I was like, yes.
Nice, nice.
So that'll be my best. It was at comic strip like a week ago.
Okay. And And your worst time, and of course, you know, the first time is always very memorable. It's like, it's so much fun and you get into this environment. Then your best time, and especially what you just described, you know, when you get the jokes and they kind of meld and you can get that and you feel like good with the format. And now, please, your worst show, which is always the best, because it's a fucking train wreck and comics love to hear about other shit shows.
Yeah, I had a worse show. I had a spot one time at the Tiny Cupboard. Do you know where that is in Brooklyn?
No, like, maybe my wife does. The Tiny Cupboard?
It's called the Tiny Cupboard.
Okay.
And this dude that
Where is it? Before you get into that, where is it exactly?
It's, I don't even know. I've only been there a handful of times. This is probably why they didn't invite me back. But it's somewhere in Brooklyn. I don't know. I want to say it's like in Bushwick. I'm probably totally wrong. I don't think it's in Bushwick at all.
Okay.
But
it's a room to avoid.
It's in Brooklyn. And
if it's that shitty, find out who books it.
Like a room to avoid. Not that. It was during the pandemic, so they were doing shows like on the roof and stuff and all this crazy, you know, whatever worked.
Yeah.
And my buddy was doing a show there. So I guess it's really not the Tiny Cupboard. It's my buddy, this fucking guy. And he was producing a show there and had me come on. And it was just one of those, you know, sometimes I feel like, I mean, I'm always nervous before I go up, you know, somewhat. And I always feel it like, oh, shit. Oh, boy. Now there's no turning back. But, you know, sometimes you go up and you're just, before you even grab the mic, you're like, this is not going to work. Like, that's how I felt. As I was walking up, I was like, this isn't the one. And, it's just like, from the start, it was like everything. It's like the way I took the microphone out was wasn't right. It was like, and I don't know what happened, but I just could never get my footing. And I, you know, when I start to realize it's not going well, then I'll add all these, like, you know,
uh-oh.
Really?
Uh-oh, yeah.
And yeah. I'll do that. So
have you ever,
yeah, I said my opener and then right after I'm just going, right? I think that I was supposed to do like 8 or 9 minutes, and I think I did like 6,
oof,
maybe 7, oh. And then I was.
But it felt longer. Did it feel longer too?
Yeah, I thought I was doing my hour, but
that is the fucking worst. It oh my rough. God!
It was even worse. What was even like the icing on the cake was they didn't even hate me.
Then what happened?
I don't know. After they were like, and it was just like cold, I guess. I was like, oh.
Oh,
man.
So they just, I got you.
They're trying to appease. This is really bad. Well, it wasn't that bad. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
No, I learned it's one of these things too. It's first of all, New York audiences. And I've been in a bunch of clubs, and I mean, I found it, they're different kind of audience. They're very particular, so I think, like, they still laugh, people, they, you know, just like everybody else. But I found, because you know, Karen lived in New York for all those years, and then when I started going there and doing stand-up there, I was like, I love the city, and I love the places. The people are fucked, the people are weird, because they're like, New York's like its own little bubble, it's its own little bubble. And Karen's like, oh no, you know, when I first met her, I was like doing jokes about how men and women are different. She's like, what? What do you mean? I go, yeah. Well, the rest of the world sees men as one thing and women as another.
Yeah.
In New York, like, they don't.
I don't know how you see it, all right? Yeah.
And I mean, this is, of course, stereotypical stuff. It wasn't the whole, you know, it had nothing to do with politics. It was just like, you know, men typically act like this, women typically act like that, characteristic wise.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was doing well for the audiences. So I wasn't, you know, booed off stage, but certainly, found them to be a little different. So, but yeah.
Well, you know, funny, it's like, New York, I feel like, is weird because sometimes you'll get an audience that is like totally down for just like the rawest comedy.
Yeah.
And then other times, I mean, I'm not going to say I joke around my friends, but it's really not a joke. It's like I have like I have a global warming joke that I love that I don't like ever do in Brooklyn because they just never they don't think it's funny. You know, they
what's the joke?
Like they'll like well, and the funny thing is too that like the joke is that I'm saying no one cares. Like, is that we can't be upset about global warming because it's our fault because we've been warned for like ever. And yeah, we don't give it. Nobody cares.
Right.
I say it, and people get all like, you're like, that's not funny, and it's like, that's the joke is that I am bothered by it.
Right.
And that's the problem that we don't. It's like you know, it's yeah. like I'm not just making. Of it, it's like yeah. if you hear me out, but like
satire. Wanna, it's like, called satire. Satire yeah. is not haha funny. Satire is like oh yeah that's satire.
I'll do it like Upper East Side. Like I'll do it the comic strip. They'll love it.
Yeah,
but they're adults. 401ks and everything. They think it's hilarious.
Shit. But Alex, I won't keep it too long. Man, it's been so much fun having you. Thank you for being part of the show tonight. So much fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
And keep being busy in New York. Stay in touch. And if anything, if I need somebody and you're in the area or if I'm close to there, I'd love to work with you again.
Please give me a call. I'd love to.
All right, we're
going to do dinner soon.
Oh, yeah. You're coming back,
I'll
right?
Let you know when I'm in the area.
Yeah. When you come back, let me know. We'll set all that up. That'd be fantastic.
Awesome.
All right. Well, be well, Alex, and we'll talk to you soon.
Mark, it was awesome being on here, man. Thank you.
All right.
For having
Good night,
me.
My friend.
Take care.
Alex Labuti, everybody. And again, follow him on social media he's just on Instagram, but he's on Facebook as well if you want to find him. He's at PHYUI, Alex Labuti. And he spell it the way you say it. So let me tell you what I got going on this weekend, folks. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, and I'll be at Chunky's in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you want to know more about me and my shows and where I'm going to be, please go to markscalia.com for any upcoming shows. And, of course, podbean.com for all the previous episodes. Thank you for being part of the show. If you ever want to be a guest, you can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com, with questions or comments or anything like that. Hey, I'll see you March 15th. I'm planning a guest. I'll see you soon, everybody. Good night!
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello.